Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Scotland Yard for the body of Bond Scott.
Was discovered last night in the car.
Postmortem will be carried out later today.
It was the result of some heavy drinking.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to do like I do.
Yeah. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
Where is it? I never heard.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Only in layers. Look up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Pressure to record a follow-up to Highway to Hell, AC/DC returned to London in January of 1980. Malcolm and Angus Young invited Bond to the studio, eager to play him the new music for their next album.
They were fantastic. You know, he's looking after himself. And yeah, his teeth were all fixed.
Got myself a one-way ticket.
And he said, you know, we're just about ready for you, Bond. You know, so maybe next week sometime, you know. Of course, it never happened, you know?
Bond would never put lyrics to the music Malcolm and Angus had written.
You said you love me, baby. On the phone sometime. You said to love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime.
Blue boat,
the blue boat,
the hey, buddy,
what?
ain't talk to me when I was playing blues, nobody. Hey, but look, wait a minute.
Well, now, I hear the people talking in the neighborhood talking about me. Said another mule.
What did he do?
And then I went home, Bo Diddley, little Walter, take my key out of my pocket and stuck it in the hole and unlocked my door.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. And tonight is the second episode celebrating Black History Month of February. And we are combining that, this is a double feature theme, with a commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the death of one of the greatest rock and roll frontmen ever, whose death led in a very real way to something greater. Yes, I'm talking about Bon Scott, the original singer of AC/DC, who died on February 19th, 1980, after a night of heavy drinking. So our theme this evening is called Black and Blues. And this is a truly canonical Tears of the Gods theme, one that really captures the difference between what I try to do on a plastic sushi sound collage, which is to do a whole bunch of genre jumping after starting off always with some Japanese music. But on a Tears of the Gods, we go deep. We've always got one or more features for you. And tonight, this is another in my series of ethnomusicological sound collages. That means fun musical education. And the deep idea that I want to communicate is that hard rock and heavy metal, they all come quite directly from the music of the Black American blues musicians. That's what it is turned up to 11. And our headline feature, tonight's Black and Blues theme, is AC/DC's Perfect Back in Black album. And when I say an album is perfect, that I mean every song really rocks, that there's no filler, and it doesn't matter the genre of the album, but that's a perfect album. And they dedicated it to Bon Scott after he died, and they found another singer to keep going. So what we're doing is we're going to be playing a whole bunch of cuts from the Back in Black album that usually didn't get played on commercial radio. And then we're going to go for those big hits from that album. We're going to have alternate live versions of those hit singles. So we're going to have pretty much one AC/DC song, the ratio one AC/DC song to two songs from Black American bluesmen, including Hound Dog Taylor and Elmore James and John Lee Hooker and Lightnin' Hopkins and T-Bone Walker, and then Muddy Waters, who came up from the Mississippi Delta to Chicago with his acoustic guitar. And he didn't have enough money to buy a manufactured electric guitar, but he did have just enough to buy a pickup to install on his acoustic and plug it into a vacuum tube amplifier cranked up loud. And you know, boys and girls, that's the sound of rock and roll. So we started off with Bo Diddley and Muddy Waters and Little Walter all jamming together on a song called Long Distance Call. And then we heard some excerpts from a VH1 Behind the Music documentary on AC/DC describing the final days of Bon Scott. And I had some clips in there from Malcolm and Angus too. And well, you know, Malcolm was kind of in denial there. I don't think Bon Scott had it just to go out to have a little drink to clear the head. I think he was in for some hard rock some serious drinking that night. And he went out and he drank a lot as he was wont to do. And then he went to sleep in a car. And he threw up while he was kind of sleeping and choking on his own vomit. Sleeping upright in a car. Wouldn't take much coming out to get that. So as you'll hear Malcolm explain more, the music for the songs was mostly written by Malcolm and Angus at that point, and they were ready to have him come in and write lyrics. But I don't know. I don't think the album would have been as good as Bon, and that's a sad thing to say. So, backing me up right now is the third component of this black and blues sound collage. This is Miles Davis, who will be performing all of my ambiance, the instrumental music that I play when I'm talking. And this is So What from his 1959 Kind of Blue album. Well, some program notes for the next set. The third song in the next set is T Model Ford and Gravel Road, covering Howlin' Wolf's original song, How Many More Years? And when I talk about the black American blues men being behind creating the roots of hard rock and heavy metal, just listen to that and compare it to Led Zeppelin's How Many More Times on Led Zeppelin 1 and see if that... if that heavy metal essence isn't there. Also, this might vary depending upon how your stereo, but Malcolm's guitar, Malcolm's rhythm guitar is always on the listener's left and Angus is on the right. So, also, we've got two Malcolms tonight with Malcolm X, my favorite black American freedom fighter. So, all that said, that's what's going on. Let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with a live version of AC/DC. Also, we heard Hell's Bells live from Backtracks Disc 3. This is also from Backtracks Disc 3.
man could stop Bond's wild ways, not even his beloved mother.
Not another empty bottle.
You didn't tell Ron what to do. I never went too far. I just said I didn't like him drinking, but when you get to that stage, they don't listen to you.
Scott went out drinking in London with a friend.
He went out just for a drink, a relaxation, you know, maybe to clear the head, you know, and then look forward to getting into his writing, coming up with some ideas, you know. He had it all in front of him.
dreams like a dream.
Scott was only 33 years old, but his time was running out. After a night of heavy drinking, Bon ended the evening alone, passed out in a car parked outside his friend's house. In the morning, he was found dead.
We'll be right back.
just totally stunned. You can't explain a death and how it affects you, you know. Everything just is numb. It's as simple as that.
From what I still can gather, he had fallen asleep, you know, in a car, and more or less, you know, asphyxiated, you know.
He choked through the night, the position he was sleeping in, you know.
We'll be right back. You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is Black and Blues. And it's a double feature. We're commemorating the 20th anniversary of the death of Bon Scott, the original singer of AC/DC, who died after a night of heavy drinking on February 19th, 1980. The music for Back in Black was pretty much already written by Malcolm and Angus Young. And it was Bon's job to put lyrics to that, a task he never was able to. But instead, they ended up getting a new lead singer and recording one of the biggest selling rock and roll albums ever. Pretty much right after Michael Jackson's Thriller. A perfect album, Back in Black. So what we're doing this evening is we're mixing up songs from Back in Black. The deep cuts in the original, and then with the songs that made big radio hits, we're going deep into AC/DC backtracks for cool live alternate versions of those. And as I mentioned at the, as I've been mentioning the last 2 weeks, because last week was our first episode in our celebration, 2 week celebration of Black History Month. Heavy metal music, hard rock, rock and roll basically didn't come from a bunch of white guys in Britain coming over to America. It was invented. The roots of it were created here in America by the Black American bluesmen. And we've been hearing a bunch of them, pretty much a 2-to-1 ratio of that to AC/DC songs. Well, not quite. We started off that set with, from Backtracks Disc 3. Backtracks was a collection, CDs and a vinyl album and a booklet. And if you're a real AC/DC aficionado like I am and my friend Brian Honig, then it's definitely a collection to get. Otherwise, well, then you can enjoy the songs that I'll play you here. But that was a live version of You Shook Me All Night Long from Backtracks Disc 3 that started off our set there. And then we heard from Arthur Big Boy Crudup, That's All Right, from Mojo Magazine. Mojo Magazine presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. And then T-Model Ford and Gravel Road. How many more years? Covering Howlin' Wolf was the original composer of that. But, Led Zeppelin did a version of that on Led Zeppelin 1. Blues or heavy metal? Well, both, really. And we heard a couple of clips, historical clips, journalism from the VH1's Behind the Music about AC/DC, talking about that night of February 19th, 1980, Bon's misadventure. And then we heard Have a Drink on Me, the original version from Back in Black. Elmore James, Rolling and Tumbling from his 20 Greatest Hits. B.B. King, She's Dynamite. And then Shake a Leg, also off of Back in Black. And is backing me up right now, this is Miles Davis with the third component of our Black and Blues theme. This is his song Freddy Freeloader from his 1959 album Kind of Blue. So, coronavirus is spreading throughout the world. And it's winter time. We're in close contact with others. People's immune systems are generally a bit more stressed. So, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. Yes, to protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom or before eating or after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing, or touching surfaces that other people touch, like doorknobs and handrails and DJ mixing consoles. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, and then throwing the tissue in the trash. Avoiding close contact with people who are sick. And finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. This has been a public health message from people who care. Yes, we're WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, in the next set, well, what can I say? We're going to be following this this formula of playing two songs by black blues musicians, American black blues musicians. And then we'll hear an AC/DC song off of Back in Black. And then some more American blues and some more AC/DC. Also a public service message be mixed into that. And also, I wanted to give a shout out to Mariah, who filled in for Celtic Dawn, Celtic Sunset, the 2 hours before me. We've known each other for a couple of years. She's a community DJ who trained along with Frank Rosano here. And, you know, she's the Boston medium. And I love the wide variety of music that she plays. I mean, you know, for even a WMFO DJ, she's just all over the place. And speaking of spirits, because that's kind of her thing, before I came out during the first break, wandering around our hallways here, and boy, was I scared by another live spirit. Mariah jumped out of our record library and scared me. Oh, my goodness. Well, Mariah, I'm sending out this next set to you as my heart beats. So let's get the second hour of your Friday night sound collage party going here on WMFO with some R.L. Burnside followed by John Lee Hooker, and then AC/DC. And it all starts now here on WMFO.